Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the All In Podcast. The League of Legends podcast that discusses the most popular fan opinions around the LCS. We don't just want you to listen to the show. We want you to be a part of the show. So join our Discord and join the conversation. Now, here's your hosts, the League Dad, Kevin, Mitchell, and Alistair.
What's up, gamers, and welcome to another episode of the All In Podcast. I'm the League Dad, and I'm joined right now by Kevin and Mitchell. Today, we've got just a short episode to talk about just some recent news that's come out. The first one being EG potentially changing up their whole roster. And then also the rumor that there might be 3 imports allowed instead of 2 in the LCS. So we just wanted to put something out real quick, get our thoughts on the airwaves, and then discuss that. So let's just go ahead and start with the EG thing, because, you know, this was a team that on paper looked pretty good. FBI was a solid pick. They didn't end up succeeding this split, but by all means, it looked like a good team. And so the fact that it seems, you know, specifically Inspired, Vulcan, Someday, and FBI are probably out, that's pretty big news. So let me get your thoughts on that real quickly. What are you thinking? What are you predicting for this summer split?
I'm not surprised that this happened to EG. Their other esports are collapsing. Like CSGO, one of their big teams, just isn't doing well. Their Dota team was either sold or also downgraded. Like, they have not been doing well across the board, right? And so if this EG roster, which wasn't upgrade at least over last year's roster, isn't doing well, I can't imagine that in this economy they're going to get more funding, right? Everyone's cutting back, like, the fact is, and EG is just one of the most obvious and early signs of it. Also, they had the Danny stuff. So all across the board, lots of bad news for their management company. I don't think they think this is a good investment right now.
Yeah, it's definitely a money thing. I think it's their contracts are probably on the more expensive side, right? All very long veteran players. And I imagine their contracts were the same as they were last year for Inspired and Vulcan, mm-hmm. at least. So they didn't get like the, they weren't affected by like the budget cuts of this year that a lot of teams tackled. Mm. So them canceling the contracts early, I mean, I actually don't know how long their contracts were, but cutting it by 6 months or a year and 6 months could save EG a lot of money. I think the overall atmosphere around EG is also very negative, and there's already rumors of TSM, INT, or Dignitas, and 100 Thieves leaving. I'm sure EG has been considering for a while that, hey, nobody likes us in League anymore. Maybe we should just leave, right? It's a bit bittersweet for me, because we were all saying that they suck and they should leave or something bad should happen to them. But now that it's like
now that it's happening
in the time that it's happening, where all the league is like collapsing, kind of, it feels like it's like that abusive relationship, right? It's like, ooh, but things are going pretty bad for us, so I don't want you to leave like right now. Maybe leave later, you know, stick around. So, I mean, those are my first thoughts, but yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I think, you know, again, going with the whole snowballing effect of all the recent bad news surrounding the LCS and the continued narrative from the community, just perceiving it as LCS is dying. I know Travis had an interview with the head of esports, and he's trying to reiterate that it's not dying, but he did mention things that they're definitely on, you know, kind of a slow down peak right now. I mean, he's talking about delaying org payments to the LCS in order to help them keep some cash flow in their pockets. You know, he's also trying to get payments to them quicker because they make money from the LCS as well. So you could tell that they're trying to work with the orgs to help inject some cash in there so that they don't have to do such drastic things like an EG where they have to make these huge budget cuts and possibly sell their spot. But again, this news doesn't help that narrative that everything's okay. Maybe this is still part of that whole burning it down, and we just got to see this happen before it goes back on the uptick. So now the next logical thing is we got to just speculate a little bit, right? Because now with this news coming out, where do we think these players might go? I know people have been talking about Inspired possibly going back to LEC. In fact, Vulcan just signed with Achieve Minds, which is a Berlin-based agency, and they only represent LEC and ERL players. So the thought process is that if he's signing with a Berlin-based agency, then maybe he goes to the LEC, which would be pretty crazy for an NA to be imported into, you know, another region. So that's a possible, you know, speculation. And then who knows with the rest of them. So what are your thoughts on where they might go? I think it makes sense that they keep JoJo if they're going to keep anyone. That's like your star player, young player. But yeah, what are your thoughts on speculation? You got any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really interesting. We were taking EU talent for so long, and, you know, we had the better viewership, we had the better sponsors. Right now, we have definitely the worst viewership. Our sponsors might be, you know, similar money to LEC. It's hard to tell because LEC is still pretty big. But I think he's probably checking his options, right? Vulcan is internationally good enough. And I think it makes sense for him to be imported. He'd be the second import. I think Dardock played in their ERLs before, but he would be the first import to LEC level. So there could be some teams like he could get onto. Some of the, I would say that the EU support legends are kind of inconsistent. Like there's this like list of Mickey X, Hillisang, and then the next tier is like Labrov and all these other people that like they just kind of int randomly and then they do well really for a period of time. So Vulcan can definitely compete, right? I think it'd be a good for our talents to get better there. It sucked for our talent to leave. But the other meta news is like if we can have three imports, like this pretty much confirms it, right? An import support like Junghoon on Astralis, a team that made playoffs with a really good Korean support who no one knew. That guy is a lot cheaper than Vulcan. I promise you that. I remember the rumor was that C9 or was it EG signed Vulcan for like, what is it? 1 million, 2.2 million, something like one of those 1 million plus contracts back in the day, right? He didn't devalue that much. If anything, he got more valuable, right? But with three imports, like the writing's on the wall. If you're an NA talent, you are going to be pushed out if you are one, not good enough, or two, too expensive and you're good. So I think the three import rule is something that C9, TL, the major orgs have always been pushing for. They wanted to just have no import rule, right? But I think we have to do it step by step if we're going to get to there. And it's probably needed in the short term for prices of contracts and stuff. It's also probably needed if we want to ever compete. If that's still their goal, I think our goal should be to be entertaining and get new people into the scene. But this seems to be the orgs all seem to think if we get to world finals, people will care. And I think the reality is they might not, except for us who is already watching.
Yeah. The import rule combining with like the Vulcan info is an interesting way to look at it because, Vulcan would be the first NA native import to go to EU, I think, right? Like we've had players in NA go to EU, but like they started their career in like Turkey, like Broken Blade or someone. So he was never native to NA. But so this might be the first one. And that would be interesting. He did also tweet, he tweeted a picture of him and like an image of Berlin. He's like, my view from Berlin. So like he's joking, like he's already in Berlin right now. So I think that's like, that seems pretty much like he's insinuating he's going to LEC. I know Peter Dunn is the coach of Team Heretics, and they are struggling a lot. It would be insane to have Jankos and Vulcan on the same team. And we already know Ruby is gone from their team as well. So they get a new mid laner. They get a new support. Team Heretics could, you know, really do something with Peter Dunn. So, I mean, that stuff all lines up pretty well. Just to talk more about just like what is going to happen with EG. I think they're keeping JoJo probably because his contract is super cheap because he was a rookie when they signed him last year. And he's still on the same contract. And EG is like, it's easy to afford. Like they could probably afford to bench him and still keep his contract compared to the other four players on the roster. So, I wouldn't be surprised if that's why JoJo's there. I think a lot of people are speculating that JoJo, like 100 Thieves JoJo or JoJo, like I don't think JoJo's a choice. Yeah. Like I'm pretty sure he's like in contract jail. If EG wants to keep him, he's staying there. And then I think a lot of people are like saying like, yeah, bring back Danny. I don't think Danny's coming back to EG. No. I seriously heavily doubt it. If they do bring him back, like that is going to be super weird. I'm gonna be very conflicted about that, right? Otherwise though, I really I don't know. I've heard no news about the EG Academy. As far as I know, they didn't make any noise last year or last split. I mean, in spring compared to like, I think Team Liquid, FlyQuest, Cloud9, they all made a big splash in Academy, but EG did not. So I don't know what the rest of the roster is going to be. I have no idea. Is it just going to be their Academy team pulled up? Is it there's some people floating around, but none of them usually seem that cheap, right? Like Revenge just got released. I don't know how cheap he is. I think Solo just got signed to Immortals, so he's not available. Yeah, I don't know who you can really grab onto EG that like is spicy or interesting or wowing. So, I mean, I guess Whippo's hanging around. You got Wonder is hanging around. You have Selfmade, but these guys are all expensive. So
Revenge is
Revenge.
It's a bunch of Koreans we never heard of.
A bunch of Koreans we've never heard of too. If the three import rule passes and goes for next split, I don't think that's going to happen for summer split.
Yeah.
Right. It's going to be a next year thing if it goes, and it's probably going to go. I just see EG having a complete off split. Like next split is just going to be a complete nothing year for them. And they're not going to make summer. They have no plans for that. So yeah, that's what I have for it. Yeah. That's
what it's good to talk about what is going to happen with EG, but what do you guys think about the players that are leaving EGs, particularly Someday and FBI? Because I know FBI could definitely be used. I know teams would want him. He, again, wasn't like that dynamic ADC, but very consistent, very, you know, good player, good ADC. And I know, you know, to have some stability in the bot lane, especially in a bot lane meta, like that's something teams would want. And Someday, again, still, that's the top laner. Like, you know, he's consistent. He might not be the flashiest or whatever, but he can do what he needs to do. Any thoughts on what teams they might end up on or where you might want to see them end up on?
Well, you see, I have an org I support that has roles that need filling, and actually not just Someday and FBI, which could both be upgrades to consistency for the Liquid roles. Closer, like if we want to just scrap the Korean project in between splits, like Team Elka is probably looking like, well, everyone else doesn't have money. We haven't had money issues still. Like, they probably have less money than before, but there's been no reporting of them, like, cutting back significantly across their leagues, right? As far as I can tell. So, this might be the time to just do a swap. So, you know, they get the roster that could be better than theirs, and they still have Core. If Core and FBI, probably not a bad bot. Like, you know, historically,
they're very experienced, at least.
Right? It can't be much worse than the tactical years, so...
And you meant Inspired, right? Not Closer for the jungle?
Closer Inspired ain't going nowhere.
I get them mixed up all the time. But, I mean, 100 Thieves did say they were cutting, so we'll see if Closer's not going anywhere.
100 Thieves,
I accidentally leaked my knowledge. Sorry, guys.
Kevin knows all. Damn, Closer's out. Oh, God. My goodness. Yeah, I mean, that would be interesting if TL just scrapped the Korean project and just picked up all of EG, all of EG plus Closer. And then I don't know, you got to find a mid laner, I guess. That would be something. That's not the worst idea I've heard. I imagine they're probably going to take an off split. That's my guess for Someday in FBI. Inspired, I think he could definitely get picked up for sure. That guy is super talented. Definitely one of the best junglers in the LCS. He could go to LEC again. He could, like, I think they're, it's not going to happen, but you hear random rumors or random comments from streamers or on social media that, like, you know, Fnatic Jankos could be a thing. I doubt it, right? But then maybe Heretics takes Inspired, right? That has Peter Dunn.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I mean, this is all super far-fetched. But I wouldn't be surprised if Inspired wasn't a hot commodity. I would be surprised, though, if Someday or FBI were considered like hot commodities, unless they took like a massive pay cut. Because, I mean, it would have to, like, for it to make sense, like, you have to, they want to go in the top team, right? Like, I don't know if these guys are willing to just go on a bottom team. So we'll see. We don't know what they're willing to do. We don't know what they see the careers looking like. We don't know how they see the league is functioning. Because, like, clearly players like Santorin, Armut, and Jensen and stuff, they saw the league in a different way, and they went on a Dignitas willingly, right? Like, I think, like, in the 2 years ago, a year ago, these guys would never sign to Dignitas, but maybe they're reading the writing on the wall and saying like, yeah, if Dignitas is willing to pay our checks, we'll just jump on there. So yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with those guys, but my fear, and I think the most expected thing for me, is that they're just gonna be out of a job for next split and hoping they get signed next year, or maybe they'll jump on an academy team or something like that. Like, it's going to be real rough for some of our, you know, very accomplished talents that we have. I mean,
for sure.
Someday Inspired and FBI and Vulcan, like, these guys are all very, very decorated in LCS. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see.
All right. Well, let us know in the comments or in Discord, you know, where you would want to see those players go. We'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Do you guys, Kevin or Mitchell, do you have any final thoughts on either of these news points, the imports or the EG stuff?
Yeah, the final thought I had on this was that there were also some rumors that some teams are trying to push for the academy system to be removed. And or at least like the requirement for having an academy team to be removed. Yeah, some team owners were pushing that. I think Hotline League also reported on that. Yeah. So I thought logically that connects with all these talks, right? And that could be a huge upheaval. First of all, that means EG just takes their academy team. Like, I mean, you guys are either out of a job or you're playing for LCS. And they're like, of course they'll take that, right? They might suck, but we've seen this happen when times were better. So I don't doubt it, but I don't think there's enough reporting on this, and like, it's just a rumor. So that's all I'm going to say. It's interesting. It seems to all coincide. Damn.
That would be devastating, I think, for the region.
I mean, that would just show really that NA is giving up on develop. I mean, not giving up completely, but it's a step. You know, the action shows that they're not as willing to develop their native talent. And then if we're importing three instead of two, like, let's just import players. Again, not enough player base. The whole talk of younger players aren't playing League as much, right? So maybe it's just less to pick from, and it's just harder to develop when you don't have that many to pick from. So, I mean, that could be the sign, again, leaning towards that direction.
Yeah, it's also it's six paychecks, right? It's five academy players and an academy coach for most teams. So six paychecks you don't have to pay. That's a big deal. Yeah, I mean, on top of that, it's just, oh my God. Yeah, it's actually happening, guys. The burning down. Yeah, the three import rule. I mean, usually when we talk about it, like, we're not down for import stuff because it doesn't lead to long term success. We've had so many imports come in, do okay to do pretty well for a year, and then just like leave or like just not look that good after a time. I mean, just look at FlyQuest, right? Like, we had Prince and Vikla look absolutely insane for quite a while, and they just looked like shells of their former self when we got to the end of their first split here. It's hard, man. It's really hard in NA. So I hope we don't get the three input rule, and I hope that teams are just, are forced to develop NA talent. I hope we don't lose our academy teams. I think that it would be a death sentence to have both of those things at once combined occur in the LCS. If we go into 2024 with both those things happening, I really think LCS might be doomed in 2025. So that is a very dark and gloomy future for it. On the bright side, though, if we, let's say, just get the three import rule and not lose our academy team, I do think the, you know, finding super random unknown talent in Korean Challenger or LPL Chinese, like, Challenger / Academy teams like that, I mean, that's a great way to find some success because, you know, we're America, right? We'll take an unknown Korean player, hop on here, lives here for a bit. Yeah, you're American with us. You know, it's not that big of a deal. So I think that could be interesting. That's not a bad way to do it. But yeah, I mean, we want NA talent, right? We want someone who's born here, who lives here, who is truly one of the fans of LCS to play and be the best and be good. But doesn't look like we're heading towards that direction.
All right, well, let's end there before it gets more depressing. I just want LCS to survive, y'all. Let's not let that die. But you know, it's great because that kind of leads into the bigger conversation, which we won't get into here, about, like, you know, the NA infrastructure, like why it doesn't work, why, you know, players can't develop here. And we even talk about that a little more in depth and get thoughts from Azale in our episode and interview with him. So if you haven't seen that, definitely go check that out. But that's going to wrap it up here. Again, just wanted to get something out, talk about those two news items. But thanks again, Kevin Mitchell, for jumping on the call just so we could talk about that. And until next time, enjoy your climb on the Rift. Try not to be too toxic. And we'll see you all on the next episode. Peace.
Thanks for listening to the best fan-made League of Legends podcast ever. If you enjoyed the show and want to show your support, please leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you enjoyed the show. Remember, we want you, the listener, to be a part of this show. So join our Discord and join the conversation. And finally, if you think we're worthy, consider supporting us by visiting our Patreon. For as low as $5 a month, which is basically a cup of coffee, you can ensure that we keep the show running, and you can get a few extra perks as well. Thanks again, and we hope you'll tune in next week to the All In Podcast.